Welcome to Telecom Trends USA, weekly updates on telecom in USA. I'm Alex.
I'm Taylor. Three currents this week. T-Mobile centralizes to chase enterprise on a 5G standalone and slicing story. Verizon hits friction on spectrum and local siting. And Comcast quietly adds broadband passings with public money. Let's start with the T-Mobile rewire.
T-Mobile appointed Chris Sambar as Chief Enterprise Officer, effective no later than October 14, 2026. He'll report to CEO Srini Gopalan and lead SMB, Enterprise, and Government. Sambar spent two decades at AT&T, helped build its 5G network in FirstNet, and is currently COO at Public Storage.
What else moved on the org chart?
Two big shifts. Andre Almeida becomes Chief Marketing, Brand, and Broadband Officer, partnering with COO John Fryer on consumer wireless and broadband. And Network Technology, Product Engineering, and Cyber consolidate under CTO Dr. John Saw to drive seamless connected experiences and next-gen AI and 6G. Mike Katz is stepping away, remaining an advisor through December 2026. Gopalan called Sambar a seasoned wireless industry leader and pushed speed and focus to shape the next generation of our industry.
That structure, what's the commercial bet and who gains leverage?
Enterprise monetization at scale. Sambar's remit includes expanding SMB and Government and to scale emerging growth opportunities, including T-Ads and what T-Mobile calls physical AI. If they publish slice-backed SLAs, enterprise buyers gain clarity, and T-Mobile gains pricing power. If not, procurement keeps the leverage.
Show me, it's more than branding.
Two hard signals. One, slicing. T-Mobile says it's deployed more than 20 slices, including T-Priority for first responders at major events, and its end-to-end orchestrator can spin up slices in minutes across core and RAN. Two, spectrum timing. The 2G retirement hits in August, reporting pegs it to August 3rd, freeing low-band spectrum to bolster slice capacity and coverage. The standalone core is the prerequisite.
Who pays first?
Government and critical comms? Sambar's FirstNet background helps with public safety and federal procurement. Then, manage mobility for SMBs, private networks, and prioritize connectivity for events. The trade-off? Tighter integration under Saw and Almeida can shorten time to offer. But if silos reemerge, execution slows. Timeframe? Next 2 to 3 quarters for observable traction. Watch enterprise postpaid phone net adds and any disclosed T-priority or event SLAs tied to revenue.
And the network philosophy shift?
Chief Network Officer Ankur Kapoor told Fierce they're moving beyond domain-by-domain automation toward end-to-end outcomes. His line, autonomy is awesome, but only if it translates to user benefits. That aligns incentives. Deliver experience, then monetize.
Over to legal and regulatory. What actually happened?
Two developments. First, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile agreed to settle lawsuits accusing them of infringing wireless communications system patents. Cases they had tried and failed to invalidate at the Patent Trial and Appeal Board. That takes litigation overhang and potential damages off the table and redirects cash to CapEx and debt. Second, three groups told the FCC that Verizon's defense of its $1 billion takeover of U.S. cellular spectrum fell short, challenging the commission's approval.
If that Verizon challenge sticks, what changes and where does money flow?
Delay or conditions could hit Verizon's spectrum integration, especially where U.S. cellular licenses fill mid- and low-band gaps. Remember, Verizon spent roughly $3.2 billion in the latest auction. This deal is a separate capacity path, now with friction. Delay means more roaming or densification costs and slower coverage or FWA growth in some counties. Timeframe: this quarter to early 2027 for final resolution, with near-term signals in the next 1 to 2 quarters, if there's a stay, remand, or added conditions.
And AT&T's $184 million pension settlement.
Real cash, not existential. The case alleged outdated mortality and interest models shortchanged married retirees. AT&T denies wrongdoing. A federal judge still needs to sign off. With heavy 5G and fiber CapEx, cash allocation tightens at the margin, forcing choices between fiber passings, spectrum clearing, and marketing. Think near-term budgeting cycles.
Permits versus builds. Who added locations?
Comcast says Xfinity, and Comcast Business are now available to over 1,500 homes and businesses in and around Flagler Estates in St. Johns County, Florida. More than 1,100 were previously unserved. It's a public-private partnership via Florida's Broadband Opportunity Program and finished ahead of schedule. Money is flowing into subsidized last-mile builds. It's flowing away from high-risk greenfield without grants.
And the siting drag on. Wireless?
Two fresh examples for Verizon. In Cheltenham Township, PA, it's seeking variances for a 125-foot monopole with a 909-square-foot compound on a parcel under 1 acre and within 15 feet of other buildings. The hearing was continued to August 10th. On Long Island, Floral Park held a hearing on a proposed Verizon tower at 124 Stewart Street. Residents challenged aesthetics, potential sound, and proximity to a former Superfund site. No approval yet. Local boards hold bargaining power here. Each continuance adds months and legal fees.
Structural takeaway.
Mid-band 5G and full 5G SA performance need site density. If towers lag, FWA capacity growth slows, which helps cable retention. If towers accelerate, mobile broadband pressure rises and cable sees more churn. Meanwhile, cable rides established rights of way and state grants, lowering execution risk. For Comcast, which, as we discussed last week, is refocusing on broadband and mobile after announcing the NBCU Sky spinoff, the Florida project is a template. Public dollars de-risk, timelines hold, new addresses convert to ARPU. Expect rolling activity over 6 to 18 months as state awards move to in-service.
Net winners and losers today.
Winners. T-Mobile, if it turns SA and slicing into sellable SLAs within the next 2 to 3 quarters. Comcast, where grants unlock quick passings and ARPU. Potential losers, Verizon if the U.S. Cellular Spectrum Challenge forces added conditions or delays, and local siting keeps stretching timelines. AT&T isn't derailed, but a $184 million check tightens near-term budgets.
One big thing to watch?
Watch whether T-Mobile discloses any slice-backed SLAs by year-end. If they do, enterprise revenue is real. If they don't, slicing remains a capacity story. That's all for today.